Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to... Radio.
Things that were going on, the holidays took place, and we just had so many things that were, you know what I'm saying, just making it do what it do. And I said, you know what, I do not want to give my listeners a show where I'm not giving you 100%. And so you know I give my all, and that's something that was truly important to me. And so if I could not give you 100%, I definitely wasn't going to give you 50, not even 90. So here we are tonight because we are going to celebrate the Outlaws, and I'm so honored to have them come on the show this evening. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to have such an iconic and historic group on the show this evening. And, you know, I know many of you know their story, but a few of you may not. So I want to tell you just a little bit about them as we are waiting for them to call in tonight. You know, the Outlaws, they were originally introduced by hip-hop's legendary lyricist, Tupac Shakur. And, you know, Tupac, just, man, icon in his own right. And, you know, they were guest artists on classic hits such as Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me, and Machiavelli, all right? And so the Outlaws, you know, they still, this is the cool thing, they still remain the only group in the music industry to be featured on over 60 million records sold while never being signed to a major record label. That is serious. Never being signed to a major record label. Wow. So, you know, these brothers here, they're doing some great things. And, you know, I'm just very, like I said, honored and blessed tonight to have them. And, you know, their story, just working with Tupac, and then, you know, when he died, it was a struggle. I'm sure they went through, you know, various types of challenges and obstacles, but they did what they had to do, and they're still here today, going strong, and, you know, here it is, over 15 years in the music game. These brothers have such notoriety, you know, and history in the music industry and the hip-hop community as a whole. And so I'm so excited. I can't wait to show these brothers some love because they are doing some great things. We got E.D.I. Mean, Young Noble, and Hassan Fatal that will be coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I already see the switchboards are filling up. I want to say thank you all for calling in and supporting Brown Sugar Radio. And so if you're just calling in to listen, that's fine. I'll go ahead and pick you up off the switchboard right now. If you want to just say, hey, what's up, or give Outlaws a shout-out, you're welcome to do that also. 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. I know where you're calling from. Who's calling?
This is David.
Hey, what's up, David? What's going on?
David.
Dave's doing his fizzle, huh? This you got it going on. He's a matter of fact. That intro that y'all just heard, this is the man right here with the plan that gave it up for Brown Sugar Radio. and, you know, put that together. That was hot. You know, I always get so many compliments on that Brown Sugar Radio intro. You know we got to do another one, right?
I like that. I'm glad you do.
Okay. That's what's up. And so you got your thing. Go ahead while you are on air, Dave. Shout out and plug your Twitter and your Facebook and everything, because you got some great projects popping yourself.
Oh, yeah. Got a couple of things I'm working on. Working on Cisco's new album.
All right.
As I was telling you earlier, I got some stuff that I'm working with the Outlaws. We're doing a documentary on Tupac.
Okay.
I'm serving as the executive producer on the project.
That's what's
up. A couple of the album projects that we're doing as well to coincide with the documentary. So I'm going out to Atlanta next weekend to take care of a couple of things with the project, you know, to get it going. Hopefully it should be out hopefully this summer around 2
o'clock. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, that's what's up. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, Tupac has been wrote about so many times.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, the thing is, though, they really had an up-close and personal relationship with him. You know, they were developed by Tupac. And so it's going to be really interesting to hear what they say tonight.
Definitely.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just cool. It's a beautiful thing because they're still following their dreams, and I'm sure they're making Tupac proud, you know, continuing to be strong lyricists in the game and holding it down independently. And it's just wonderful, you know.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful thing.
And, yeah, so that's cool. I think that, you know, one of the most important things about being a artist is your creativeness. And that's one thing that I enjoy about them is how creative they are, you know, and they have a new hit. We're going to actually go ahead and play it in the next few minutes called 100 Miles Per Hour. And, you know, this is a hot joint, and it was featuring Bun B. And, you know, this, as a matter of fact, their album, period, that they have out, I'm sure you already noticed, Dave, but they got Scarface, Lloyd, Crazy Bone, Tech N9ne, the Jacka. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, I mean, they've really got some serious heavy hitters. You know what I mean? That's doing their thing.
Hey, I'm just
excited, you know?
I'm just glad they're still in the game because we need that real music.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it is, you know. It's real music, and they can relate to it. And one of the things, they have been known as well-conditioned, reality-driven storytellers, you know, and that's something that I wanted to ask them about tonight is, you know, being in the music industry, you know, how important it is to tell your story and to keep it 100 because your fans know, you know what I'm saying, if you're keeping it real or if you are just full of a bunch of mess.
Right.
You know, and like with you working with everyone, like I said, from R. Kelly to Cisco to, you know what I mean, CeCe, Penison, Montel, Jordan, you've worked with some of the top in the industry. How important, you know, would you say is authenticity?
It's very important. I mean, I mean, without authenticity, you know, your stuff is not good. I mean, you listen to a lot of music that's out now, a lot of it's not authentic. You know, a lot of people are copying off the old music. They just add a few little cymbals here, a drum here, a kick there. I mean, but authenticity is always great. People love you for your originality.
Yep, that's real. You know? What would you say as far as, because you've been in the music game a long time, you know, working with the Outlaws, you know, what has been one of the highlights in your life as far as working with these gentlemen?
Well, I haven't worked with them yet. That's, we're about to take care of all that now.
Okay, so you're just beginning the process.
Right.
Okay.
As far as the album that we're trying to put out. The album is going to be fabulous. When I tell you fabulous, the roster that we have for the album, oh my God. Everybody that had to do something with Tupac is going to be on this album. You know, so expect some heat. And we got producers on board that, I mean, this album is probably be the best album I've put out.
Oh, wow. Look at and that. That's what's up.
Like you say, I worked with some heavy hitters, but I think this album is a real hip-hop album. The fans are going to love it. It's not going to be a rap album. This is going to be real hip-hop music.
See, and we need that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, because, you know, people get tired of just hearing about, you know, just the same old stuff, sex, drugs, girls. You know what I mean? Let's talk about some other stories that, you know what I mean, can certainly be inspirational to let you know that, yeah, okay, you might have been down, but you ain't knocked out. You know, just something that will help be realistic. One thing that I did like about Pac, even though he did talk about some of the things that I've named, but he also had, you know, the Dear Mamas and the Brenda's Got a Baby and things that to really help you just look at life and say, you know what, keep your head up. All of those different songs that I felt it was well-rounded. You know, he had something for the streets and something a little grimy, and then he had something that was, you know, more uplifting and positive that
right.
all people could relate to.
Exactly. I mean,
you know,
people,
and that's why I like the Outlaws.
Yeah, if people really do their research on Tupac and really know Tupac, they'll know that boy was a genius.
Yeah,
he was. Average Joe. I mean, the kid was smart. And like I
yeah.
said, this project that we're working on is going to be fabulous. I'm working with his cousin, Black, and we're putting together the roster, and man, Kim, this is going to be fabulous. Probably you're going to hear in people's radio this album.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? And that's going to be the difference. That's what's going to separate the good from the great. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it.
We're bringing back people that you probably don't even hear from in the music business no more.
What?
Just
it's that serious day. Y'all about to get down with the get down. What?
Bringing back digital.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, this is going to be a fabulous album. And documentary is going to be just as great. You're going to find out stuff that you didn't know about Tupac.
Really?
I don't want
to. I've always wanted to know is did he have any kids?
I don't know what the project is about yet because we're still working on it. But
okay, look, I'm like, let us know. Is there a little Pac running around here somewhere? I heard rumors that he was married and had a son.
You're going to find out stuff that you didn't know. Put it like that.
Wow. Okay, yeah, so that's a teaser. Y'all got to keep it locked because I want to have y'all back when you complete this project and then we can kind of go over it and discuss with the fans.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, let's do that. Let's set something up. Look, I'm already booking them. I'm going to have to speak with their publicist. She's awesome, too, by the way. Big shout out to Alicia. But, I mean, certainly I think that she wouldn't mind because it's going to be on behalf of something that's a great cause.
Definitely. I'm also going to do it. I'm working in. I'm on the in the process also of doing a collabo with Machiavelli Records.
Okay.
It's about to go down, Kim. It's about to go down.
That's right. Look, okay. I am not mad at you. That is something that I feel is going to be, like I said, mind blowing. We're definitely going to have them back, and. You know, I want to make sure that we do this right. Now, I just got a message, you guys. Oh, this sucks, but it happens. We are going to have to reschedule. Something came up. We'll probably have them back on tomorrow. Their publicist is talking to me now while I'm on the air. We're tweeting back and forth. And so something came up, and that happens. I totally get it. I understand. That's life. Stuff happens. So what we are going to do, Dave, I appreciate you calling in because, you know, this is going to shed some light and insight in regards to you know, the character of these young men and just how hard they truly work, and they appreciate music, you know. And I just feel like it's something about a lyricist when they bring, you know, that edginess, but yet it's a rawness and a realness to their creativity and you know, their music. And that's what's up with these gentlemen here. And so what we're going to do, listeners, I truly, truly apologize. I am going to get them probably tomorrow is what it looks like. I'm going to speak with their publicist, and I'm going to go ahead and play their song, though, because you know what? I got to give it up for y'all. I mean, I have the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate all of you guys coming through tonight, especially those of you who are checking us out via Facebook. Y'all know I have love for y'all on Brown Sugar Radio. What's up, Goga 14? And we have several anonymous guests in the chat. Big ups to you all coming through tonight, because I told y'all it's been a minute since I've had a show, and I really wanted to come back with a bang and do something very, very special. So, I'm going to go ahead and give it up at this time. Dave, thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to have to connect because I'd love to do what we just spoke about, have you come back. Let's really go over the history and you know what I mean, just give a tribute for Pac, because there's no one ever going to touch Pac. He's a one of a kind.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know?
Favorites.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that's something that we have to look forward to. And like I said, I appreciate you calling in. And just check, if you guys want to come back, check my show page. And also, too, I'm constantly putting it out there on Facebook and Twitter, all right? Many of you who don't have my Twitter, it's twitter.com/brownsugarradio, which is S-U-G-A. And then also my Facebook, you can check it out, which is, you know, facebook.com, and it's Brown Sugar Radio fan page. Okay, and there you can check that out there. So I'll be posting when they will be arriving. But like I said, I know that their publicist, she's on top of it, and something that seriously had to come up for them not to make it tonight because, like I said, she's so awesome. And I've worked with her. I've actually worked with her before with several other artists. And so we will certainly make this up to you guys and have them back. But without further ado, what I am going to make sure that I do right now is give it up and play this. Dave, thank you so much for calling in and supporting Brown Sugar Radio. Continue to follow me on Twitter and all that good stuff. You got me, right?
Anytime, anytime, Kim. You know I got you.
That's what's up. I appreciate the love. And like I said, we got to connect afterwards because I got some other things. You know, some other projects I wanted to work with you on and have some artists featured here on Brown Sugar Radio.
Wait,
hold on a minute. I got a call here. Let me see if this is them. I don't know. 614.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Alicia.
Hey. Hey, Alicia.
I wanted to call in personally myself and apologize on behalf of my clients. They are in the studio recording a great album for their fans, and I really apologize. Like, this is just completely... I don't do this.
Was I just telling them? I said Alicia is on it. I say they publish is on top of things, and I know for something have come up, it had to be serious. So I know
I'm
that,
like,
you can never do this to me.
You know I don't do this, so I'm over here like, oh, my gosh. I'm like,
it's
no, let
good.
Me just call in. But they are eager to actually speak with you. They wanted me to apologize, too, but they have a deadline. It was totally just a day error mistake. I thought it was tomorrow, so that was me.
That's all right.
Yes. So it's on their calendar for tomorrow, so they are really
cool.
They can't even leave right now. So
that's what's up. Now, Dave,
you guys will be happy when you hear the album. I don't know if you got to hear the single, but you will be happy when you hear this album because it is just... It's great, and just watching them work together, and just it's just great just seeing them working hard and working in the studio, just going in all day.
That's what's up. Yeah, see, I appreciate that. Alicia, I appreciate you, too, calling in and verifying. My listeners know that I keep it 100. They know that if something came up, Sugar keeps it real, and they know that it had to be just, you know, a mix-up or something that took place. So Don't even trip. It happens, you know. But I appreciate you being a woman of your word and calling in and just keeping it real with us. You know, that's life.
Of course. Because, you know,
okay.
So I'm like, let me call right now because, no, we don't do that.
That's it.
But
that's
are going to reschedule this ASAP. I don't care what it takes. We are going to get on here and do it. So you just let me know when. You got all my contact information. And like
absolutely.
I said, just make sure you guys tune in and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. If they're available tomorrow, then we'll do it tomorrow. Call back in Dave. Alicia, he's excited to work with them. He was telling me about the project he's working with them for Tupac, the tribute.
Yes.
Dave? You know what I'm talking about, Alicia?
I know a little bit. They haven't told me too much about it yet, but they told me that we was going to have a conversation about it. I don't know all about it, so.
Okay.
I'm eager to know about it, though,
okay.
Dave. So if you want to fill me in a little bit.
Okay. Can you fill in just a teeny, teeny bit before I play? I'm still going to play their song 100 Miles Per Hour tonight just to give them some love, and then tomorrow we can reschedule. Dave, go ahead and just fill in a teeny, teeny bit.
Alicia, I'm serving as one of the executive producers on the project, the documentary and the album itself.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going out to Atlanta next week to meet with Black so we can get all the details and everything together.
Okay, well, you'll be meeting me then when you come out here.
What's that?
Hey.
I said you'll meet me then when you come out here.
Okay, definitely, because I'll be out there next Friday on the 4th.
That's
Friday I might not be here, but either or you'll be connecting with me, I'm sure. You'll be connecting with me.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, good. Like I said, we all working together, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get to where we wanna be. Teamwork makes the dream work. We all here to help see one another be successful.
Exactly.
So I'm excited, you know. I can't wait to have them back. Alicia, I will contact you as soon as I get off the air, and let's see if we can make it happen tomorrow for the fans and the listeners. Please be back, all right? We'll make sure we take care of this and make it up to you. So.
No problem.
All right, Alicia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll talk
right.
to you later.
Bye.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
All right, all right. So we're going to go ahead and play that hot new single, 100 Miles Per Hour. We got to give it up for the Outlaw fans. Here it is, baby.
Outlaw, Outlaw B. Outlaw. Ladies, be on our way. The baddest boppy in the place. Damn, baby girl, I'm cool with it. And when she moving, man, she breaking every rule with it. And me, I'm cool with it. Cause that's exactly how I see it. And how she need to do it. And how we need to see it. I'm the only player in here she really need to be with. Now go ahead and pop it for the P-I-M-P. I know I'm professional when it's in front of me. You got my nature rising, girl. Look what you done to me. My old lady got a new body. Got my Jimmy popping willies like a Ducati. She remind me of that Piru Maserati. Hot sauce, good lord, she a true goddess. No makeup, and she don't care about Chanel, Jimmy Choo, Gucci, Prada, Marc Jacobs. She can spot a hater even with her shades on. Beyonce, big ego, her theme song. It's mine too, cause I got a big ego on me. And shorty bad, she think it's the Desert Eagle on me. And yes, sir, it's her, so there's a freeze pop. I got the key to baby box when her knees lock. She cold ice box where her heart used to be. Ready to mourn a Chevy, mama ain't really used to me. I tell her this is what you do for me. Where my bottom baby used to be.
So cold, so cold. So cold. So cold. So cold. Make me really wanna holler. Oh, my heart gets so liquor with a filler. On the coast out in Maui, we can sip some liquor while we smoking on some loud. Got me Danny Conus just to get a phone and made me wait a little longer. That's what made me really strong. Sexy little dime thing with the top of my frame. Stay up on a hustle, got a finger full of diamonds. Talking about the city, make it rain harder than the dudes. All black and Camaro sitting on pink 22.
Thing that I ever seen. Slim waist with a face out of magazine. Slim mama got the kind of walk of a beauty queen. In the movie scene, know what I mean. In my mind is the only thing she blows. All around, up and down she goes. From the edge of the bed down to the floor. Yeah, she knows she's a killer. That girl is a
internet, Brown Sugar Radio, where we keep it pumping. Well, you know, since we don't have Outkast right now, what we can do is we can talk about a little bit of what's been going on lately in the world. We're going to have them scheduled tomorrow. Come back Friday night live, and we'll go ahead and set it off. But, you know, I think it's been crazy. You know, here in Las Vegas, the unemployment rate has just skyrocketed. And they had this state of address with the governor here, and he was talking about how they're going to cut back with the schools and cut back with this and, you know, take care of this, and they want to do that. And it was crazy. You know, it was utterly ridiculous that, you know, we're going through this, you know. I think, you know, a lot of people are getting scared, and they're like, you know, sugar, we in the last final days because, you know, Social Security going to be ran out in 25 years. They were reporting that on the news saying, you know, we don't understand what's going to happen because they talking about we out $45 billion. You know, they don't have the money for this and that and the other, and people are worried. People are stressed. They think the end of the world is going to happen. The world is going to blow up. You know what I say to all that? In spite of what you are going through, you have to always make sure that you keep your eyes focused on the prize. You know, keep your eyes focused on things that are eternal, not what's on this earth. You know, I've been through some things personally myself, but I've learned how to deal with it, and I've learned how to keep my head up in spite of who may try to attack me or come at me or degrade me or who what may be around me, what the checkbook balance may look like, what's going on as far as the economy. Nevada, the state that I live in, the number one state for unemployment, is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's just ridiculous how you look around you and you can truly get depressed if you're focusing on everything but what you're supposed to focus on. You heard? You cannot let life get you down like that. You just can't. You've got choices in life. You have a choice to be happy. And I always say that happiness is a decision. You have to choose to be happy. No one can ruin your day without your permission. That's exactly how I feel. You know, what we go through in life is just a test. It's a test of your faith. And when you pass these tests, you know, I truly believe that you get blessed with even more things in life because of the fact, you know, God says that we have to have faith the size of a mustard seed, you know? And so, hey, I just love the fact that no matter what's going on around me, I can still have peace. Through it all, I can still have peace, you know, and I don't focus on the negative. I focus on the things that I do have that are grateful, my children, my health, my strength, my family, loved ones, you know, people that are positive in my life, people that are supportive in my life. I thank God every day for having a home, you know, for having a working vehicle, for having food in my refrigerator. So many people that maybe homeless or struggling or going through things. There's always somebody that's worse off than you, you know. And the truth of the matter is you have to truly be focused, you know, and that's what's up. And so just take that and know that whatever you're going through, I just want to encourage everyone tonight, you know, and just know things happen. Life happens, but don't let it get the best of you. I loved the quote, never have any regrets in life. Always lessons learned. You know, take the experiences that you have been through and just know that everything in life happens for a reason. You know, rather to strengthen you or to make you into a stronger, you know, a wiser person, whatever is the case, know that it's a reason behind it. And that's what I've come to realize. It's a reason. It's a reason for everything, you know. So I just think that, you know, it's crazy, some of these things that have been going on, but, hey, what's really really going on. We're going to actually take a break here. I love this song here. This song is, you know, gosh, I don't even think I really want to play that song. I'm looking through my switchboard, and I love this song. It's by Urban Music. It's called In the Morning. Oh, my goodness, this song is beautiful. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to go ahead and finish on up these next few minutes of this Power Hour on Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all definitely keep it locked.
Under the cover.
Give you sex therapy, give you sex therapy.
yacht. Don't care if the neighbors watching. I won't stop till the cops come knocking. Make a wish list and I got gifts. When it's due to Christmas, I'ma stuff your sock. Give you any and everything you ever really wanted. Or imagine that you can have in a lifetime. I'll be your one and only lover and your one and only plumber. When you need me, I'll be moving through your pipeline. Whether it's nighttime or the daylight. When it's the right time, what it tastes like. Give me a taste test and I'ma get you. Got the banana, now let me split you.
Some of the grooves that we got. You know, we chilling tonight, all right? We got to do what we have to do, and I'm just really enjoying each and every single one of the listeners here in the chat room. Thank you all for coming in and checking it out. And, you know, if you're a guest in the chat, I'd like to encourage you right now at this time to create a user account. It's complimentary. You can certainly do that, and once you do, lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorite, so that you can be notified when we have hot and exciting shows such as this, all right? And so definitely, you know, you don't want to miss or skip a beat because this is where it's at, right here. I want to talk a little bit now about this Lil Wayne ordeal. Many of you have heard the rumors that it was a young lady who was in Missouri stating that she has an 8-year-old son from the rapper. This will be baby number 5, and she's stating her name was not released, but there were some paternity papers that were allegedly filed stating that Lil Wayne is the father of her child, her 8-year-old son, and I believe his name was Wayne Jr. It was allegedly reported. So what is really five, and this is the thing now. Okay, that's baby mama number 5 also, if this is true. What is up? What's up, Wayne? What's really going on? Well, I mean, sure, I know you got the money to take care of all these kids, but I'm just like, wow, if it's true. We don't know if it's true or not. You know, it's probably 200 women out there though trying to holler they got a baby by Wayne. Much money as he got. You feel me? I don't know. All I do know is that we're going to continually keep you locked and loaded and tell you what's going on, if this story is true or not, because at this particular moment, we don't have enough information, all right? But also, too, it was alleged that an author, okay, this author, I'll tell you, the story gets better and better, huh? Y'all know, though, I keep it 100 here on Brown Sugar Radio. There's an author, Natasha Tahan Burton, is claiming that she had a lesbian affair with Rihanna. The author describes in detail her relationship with Rihanna, stating that her and Rihanna were very close and intimate and wild and all this kind of stuff. Now, according to sources, it's alleged that Tahaj, I think that's how you say her name, T-A-J-A-H Burton, and her book are very credible. I don't know. I thought Rihanna was dating that baseball player. I forgot his name. I can't keep up with who dating who, y'all. But if she was dating somebody else, what's really going on? I have no idea. But we're going to go ahead and keep it rolling here on Brown Sugar Radio. I just, hey, it's always something. You know, that's one thing. When you become a celebrity, it's like people start writing these telltale all books and all this kind of stuff about you, and it's just keep that to yourself. You know, all this. Matter of fact, when Michael Jackson passed, why is it everybody came out the woodworks talking about, oh, I was his gay lover, and then you had somebody said, oh, I had a mystery baby by Michael. Come on, y'all. If you couldn't say nothing when he was living, why y'all trying to come out with all of this now that he's gone on to glory? Y'all stop. Gladys Horton of the Marvelette recently passed away. She died at the precious age of 66. Marvelette was one of the girl groups back in, I believe it was the 60s, kind of like Supreme ordeal. Gladys Horton, the powerful soul singer, co-founded the all-female Motown group called the Marvelettes, died in her nursing home, according to RollingStones.com. She died, yesterday, on the 26th, in her Sherman Oaks, California, from complications related to a stroke. Horton formed the group, the Marvelettes, then known as the Cassinyettes, C-A-S-I-N-Y-E-T-S. I saw that name up, y'all. Oh, wow, look at that. Anywho, she formed the group at a Michigan high school with members of her glee club when she was just 15. And in 1961, the talent show caught attention to one of their teachers who arranged an audition at Motown with Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson, and the rest was history. So if y'all want to check out Gladys Horton, she was a beautiful young lady, by the way. By the way, Terry McMillan apologizes for claiming Will Smith's kids are being pimped. Ooh, shut your face, girl. How could you say that? Terry McMillan went on a Twitter rant against Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, Lord have mercy, stating pimping and exploiting their kids, Jaden and Willow. She apologized to the couple. Hot mess. It seems she didn't take the heat. However, she does make a good point. Terry McMillan thinks that the Smith kids are being pimped. Is she right? She said that was very, this is exactly what the tweet says. She put, I apologize for using the word pimp and exploit in referring to the Smith children. It was insensitive of me and wrong. Wow. You know, this is the thing. Talent is talent, all right? And how I view it, their mother's very talented. Their father's very talented. Why would, on God's green earth, these children not be talented as well? It's in their blood. So I don't believe that it's fair to the children to hold them back or to prevent them from sharing their gifts that they have. And honestly, Will Smith, Jada, they don't got to pimp nobody for their money. They got more money, more money, more money. You feel me? They don't need to pimp nobody for nothing. So I do believe that was a poor choice of words, Terry. I have to totally agree with you on that. That was a very, very poor choice of words. There's no way I would have ever used that kind of adjective to describe it, because these children are talented and by any means, rather their mother or father was filthy rich or not, you know, the children would still have the gifts that they have. The only difference is that their mother and father have the vehicles to have their own producing company, their own film company, their own TV show, their own movie, their own music studio. They have the vehicle in order to put their children in a position to where they can be exposed and they can be heard by millions and masses of people. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I truly don't. I mean, hey. Now, if their mom and daddy was broke and poor and struggling, and they had their kids trying to work to take care of them and pay their bills and all that, that's pimping. But Will and Jada, they far from that. Anyway, hot mess. Yeah, that's some bull right there. So we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. We're going to talk about some more stuff. Alicia Keys had her 30th birthday bash. She looks beautiful. She's lost a lot of her baby weight. And if you guys Google. She has a picture of like a, it's jewels. I want to call it a tiara, but it's not a tiara. It's like a beautiful sapphire and silver jewel set around her hair. Her hair is braided in a bun, pulled up. Google it. Can y'all just Google Alicia Keys' birthday bash? Can y'all do that for me? Because it's a nice picture. But this kind of reminds me of a kind of like an Indonesian or Indian, something that they would do in India. You know, the little jewels hanging down the forehead. It's cute, though. I like it. Anyway, Alicia Keys went down this week. She turned 30 years old. Her husband, Swiss Beatz, was there, and their best friends, Jay-Z and Beyonce, were there. And, you know, they just had the time of her life. I can't believe she's only 30 years old. Gosh, I'm getting old. That's it, Alicia? Anyway, the baby was not present, which I don't blame her. She probably wanted to drink and dance and have a good time. Why would you want to bring your baby to something like that? It's your day. You know what I mean? You want to get a break? You feel me? Yep. So, hey, this is cool. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and play some more music here and get back into the latest, all right? So thank you all for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. We'll be right back.
Even though we know that it ain't worth it.
All right, so I hope you all are enjoying some of the grooves and some of the music that's taking place here on Brown Sugar Radio tonight, as we're just talking about a little bit of the Hollywood headlines and some of the things that have taken place over the last few months. And I'm just hoping that, you know, everybody is having a fabulous January. I hope you're getting off to a healthy start with nutrition, fitness, weight loss, you know, and just taking that opportunity, you know, to really just embrace a new year and a new new beginning, you know. And I just think that one wonderful thing about being able to look back, you know, on your life is you can certainly say, you know what, if I'm not where I want to be right now, then certainly I still have tomorrow to get started. You know, that's the wonderful thing. It's never too late to achieve your goals or your dreams in life. You always have that ability to start today. I don't care what kind of goal it is, whether it's school or whether it's, you know what I'm saying, whether it's school or whether it's, you know, your body, working out, owning a home, starting your own business. It is never, never, never too late. So it's a good thing, you know, that we are just taking this time to reflect on many blessings that we have and things that are really important, you know, and that's family, that's the God, family, you know, your health. Those are all things that are really, really, truly important, you know. So I think that it's something that we have to take the opportunity and just really embrace it. Now, I would like to also get into here the top 20 black child actors, which I found amazing. And tell me if y'all agree with this, okay? All right, they have Keisha Knight Pullum, who was Little Rudy on The Cosby Show, who was also recently just featured. Just beautiful. Oh, my goodness, she looks so adorable. She's in Tyler Perry's Madea's Family. Madea Goes to Jail. Ooh, he got so many movies, I had to figure out which one I was talking about. But, yeah, so just she's grown into a beautiful young lady. All right. And then we have Jaleel White, who played Urkel on Family Matters. We have Tatiana Ali, who was Ashley Banks, and on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Then we had Bow Wow, who is a child actor and rapper. Then we had Lisa Bonet, who also starred. She was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Then we have Lawrence Fishburne, who got his start in The Mob Squad and One Life to Live as a child actor. See, many of y'all didn't know that, huh? Y'all remember Lawrence Fishburne from The Matrix, right? Then we have Gary Coleman and Todd Bridges. Oh, I'm so sad. Gary Coleman, y'all know we lost him last year. What you talking about, Willis? Wow. And then we have Alfonso Ribeiro, who made his star appearance in the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial. Remember, he was acting like MJ and then later went on to be Carlton on The Fresh Prince. Regina King got her start as Brenda on 227. Regina King has the most beautiful eyes. Malcolm Jamal Warner, okay, who was Theo on The Cosby Show. You know, that's the whole cast. That's the bottom of The Cosby Show we've named, huh? Kenan and Khalil, the two child actors who had their own show and appeared on All That. Brandy, Mo Titta, E Titta, hey, she had a hit TV show, Moesha, in the 90s, as well as starring as Cinderella with Whitney Houston. Y'all remember that, the black Cinderella, and has a wonderful singing career. And how can we forget my girl, Janet Jackson? Y'all know Penny on The Good Times. Now, I got so sick and tired of her mama burning her with that on. Girly, hot mess. Tia and Tamara Mari, the twins, they got their start on Sister to Sister. And Kim Fields, The Facts of Lies. Come on now. I know y'all remember that one. Drake, before he was the rapper that he is now. He was Jimmy Brooks on Degrassi. How many of y'all knew that, huh? Is that surprising? Oh, another Cosby Show. Now, which one have I not named? Can you guys guess? My daughter absolutely loves her clothing line, loves her TV show, and she even has a fragrance line. We got to give it up for Raven Simone, who was Olivia, another cutie on The Cosby Show. Then we got Emmanuel Lewis, who also was another Michael Jackson favorite. Remember, he took him and his monkey Bubbles out, and oh, my goodness, the cameras loved Emmanuel Lewis. He was so little and cute. But he was best known as Webster. Then we have Jaden Smith, who starred in the film with his father, The Pursuit of Happiness, and also just recently, The Karate Kid. My kids love it. My four-year-old burns that movie up. I'm telling you, she's played it like 1,000 times. It's ridiculous. Woo! I can repeat that movie in my sleep. Okay, I've seen it way too much. And then last but not least, we have Willow Smith. Is that cute or what? Willow Smith comes in as number 20. All right. So Willow Smith, just adorable. Y'all seen her show, her thing now about her hair. Yes, y'all seen it and heard it. And my kids love that video too, way too much. They play it all the time. But I think that the Smith kids are doing an outstanding job. And, you know, why not have a family-owned business? I mean, it wouldn't make no sense to put somebody else's kids all out there like that, and your kids are talented. Come on now. Anyway, Terry McMillan, I'm gonna let you alone now. I'm gonna leave you alone because I understand I'm riding you kind of hard right now, but I just thought that was kind of foul. All righty. Well, we only have a minute remaining, and this has been an outstanding evening for me. I've really enjoyed myself. And I'm so glad to connect with my listeners again. We will be back tomorrow evening. You heard it from their publicist, Alicia. Things happen. Life happens. But you know what? I got to give it up because one thing Alicia did is she called in and she apologized publicly on the air. And it takes a woman of integrity to do that. So thank you so much, Alicia. And we will have some more heavy hitters coming through for you on Brown Sugar Radio. So I'm truly just thrilled and excited about everything that God is doing in my life and the many blessings and, you know, just the radio show and just everything. You guys are awesome. So we're going to go ahead and close. I just have to say thank you all so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You guys make it a fantastic night. Be blessed.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual